This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I believe they got something going around, like how he eat and stuff like that. So I believe that's playing a part in how the guy works, man. He, in practice, I believe I said it before, like, he don't like to mess up. It can be like, it was my fault. I'm going to say it was my fault. He can be like, no, I'm not going to do this better. It's like, all right, bro. Like, you know, but that's great to see from a guy like him and all if he's established in the league. You know, that's a guy who want to be great, and he's proven that.
Lamar Jackson on Derrick Henry. Those two running 1 and 2 in Baltimore, and the Bills will play in Baltimore for Sunday Night Football, looking to go in to go 4-0 for the first time since 2020. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Luke Jones from WNST, covers the Ravens. Luke, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time ahead of what looks to be a pretty fun and big matchup.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I was just talking with one of our own hosts, and you know, it feels like these two teams are kindred spirits, right? I mean, so much regular season success, but both teams haven't been able to break through against Mahomes in January, but can't get much better than this for week 4, that's for sure.
Yeah, kindred spirits, the same kind of trajectories, and yet not that many meetings, right? Like, we've got the playoff game here in 2020. There's a comeback win for the Bills there in Baltimore, but there have not been that many games. One thing I noticed about Baltimore, Luke, and maybe you could speak to this, the Ravens play more close games than any team ever, because whether they're blowing leads, which they've done a couple times, or winning close games and holding on, like, it seems like Baltimore games are always, you know, stressful.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I agree with you, and everyone sees that graphic that comes up every time they're in a position like they were against Dallas or against Vegas the week before when they blew a two-score lead in the fourth quarter. But this team has also had some absolute wallopings of some good teams. I mean, last year they crushed Detroit. They crushed Seattle. They beat the 49ers really handily in December. I mean, you look at their point differential and you'd say, oh, well, they blow a lot of teams out. But to your point, when they get in position where it gets dicey, boy, it gets really dicey. I mean, it's almost like when things go awry in the fourth quarter on those occasions, it really goes wrong. So it's a strange team because they're 1-2. You look at them from a, you know, look at all the different advanced metrics and DVOA and things like that still tell you they've been one of the best teams in the league, but they've got to finish. And until they do that, especially when a team like the Bills are coming to town, no lead really feels safe. And again, it's something that they've been so good to have these leads over the last few years in the fourth quarter. So you can kind of look at it as half full, but at the same time, boy, when they lose, it's just in such excruciating, maddening fashion.
Yeah, I'm wondering what explains that, because they look on paper to be better equipped to finish games just by having Derrick Henry, I think, right? And he's playing well. He's averaging 5 yards a carry. So, like, whether it was last week or the Raider game, do you think those are going to be more anomalies than in the past because they have Henry and you would think they'd be able to kind of bleed games out better?
I mean, you'd like to, but at the same time, and this is one reason I'll be fully transparent here. I wasn't over the moon about the Derrick Henry signing, not from the standpoint of that he's 30 or he can't play anymore or he didn't have a great year in Tennessee last year, but it's like, look at the Ravens' rushing offenses over the last 5 years. They've had all kinds of backs that they've plugged in, and Lamar Jackson being the force multiplier that he is. They've never really had trouble running the football. And even last year, I mean, go back and look at their numbers. I mean, in the third and fourth quarter, they ran the heck out of the football, usually with leads. So they didn't have as much of an issue closing out leads last year. So what you say is true, and I don't disagree with what you just said, but I don't think that's necessarily been a big problem. Their problem has been a defense that back in week two, I think they held the Las Vegas Raiders to, it was like 44 yards in the first half, and then suddenly Gardner Minshew looks like Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter, and they held the Cowboys to 6 points through three quarters down in Dallas on Sunday, and then suddenly they're marching down the field on them. So, I mean, yeah, their pass defense, for whatever reason, it's been really good in the first half of games, and it's just really struggled, even with a game script that suggests, well, they can't run the ball, and they're trailing by multiple scores. You know they're going to throw it, and they haven't been able to stop it. So I think, yes, inherently what you said, I don't disagree, but you know, for whatever reason, it's just, you know, for me, it's been much more of a defense that just hasn't been able to play 60 minutes for whatever reason. And you know, maybe it's defensive coordinator, maybe it's some of the personnel that they lost in the offseason, but it's something that they better fix very quickly, because the Bills aren't going to feel sorry for them in that department, that's for sure.
Luke Jones, WNST in Baltimore. The defense there, as you mentioned, like one of the things I saw was they've given up a lot of big plays. It's been explosive chunk plays, which has been a theme in the league this year, that those plays are down, but teams are having their success against Baltimore in that department.
Yeah, it has been. And I'll tell you where it's really shown up. It's really been that middle intermediate portion of the field, and you know, kind of that area just beyond Roquan Smith when they're, and obviously they don't, they play a decent amount of man coverage, but when they're in zone, it's that area beyond Roquan Smith and in front of free safety Marcus Williams. I mean, teams have just really exploited that part of the field against them. And, you know, as I mentioned, I alluded to it. I mean, Mike McDonald, their former defensive coordinator, who was so good the last couple of years, is obviously in Seattle and has the Seahawks off to a great start in his first year as head coach. You know, it's not that I think Zach Gore, the replacement, is not going to be a good defensive coordinator, because I do think he will be, but you know, there's an adjustment here. There's a learning curve, and for whatever reason, they just have not had their pass defense calibrated. And to your point, they've given up plays, and again, just going back to that theme that I've talked about, that they haven't played 60 minutes, their tackling has really faltered late in games as well. So again, these aren't the things you want to be happening when you're talking about someone who can create, you know, out of structure or in structure with Josh Allen at quarterback. So
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You know, they're searching for it right now. And again, they played really well for stretches, but when it's gone sideways, it's really gone sideways. And, you know, I think, you know, even John Harbaugh talking over the last week, I mean, he's not just talked about them needing to be consistent, but he's talked about how at times it feels like it's inexplicable that things look so good and then they just turns and they look so bad then late in games.
Luke, there were a lot of questions about the Ravens' offensive line coming into the year, and then like week one, I think it was kind of easy to see like, ooh, that didn't look great. And now they're banged up on top of that, just looking at the practice report. So for this week in particular, how much are they in trouble on the offensive line? And then for the whole season, how much trouble do you think they're in?
Yeah, I mean, they had a nice performance against the Dallas defense, and I think, you know, when you saw what Dallas did the week before against New Orleans, and then you see what the Saints did against the Eagles the following week, and you guys know it's early, it's a week-to-week league, it's hard to do that, you know, team A against team B, and then what happens, you know, against another team. But, you know, that Cowboys front isn't exactly robust beyond Micah Parsons. So they went into that game and said, we're going to run the heck out of the football. I mean, Lamar Jackson threw 15 times in that game. That was a career low for him in games that he started and finished. I don't think that's going to be the formula all season long. So, yeah, that offensive line remains a question. In terms of the injury report, you know, my gut, you know, my early, you know, feelings are that that's not going to be a major issue Sunday night in terms of like multiple guys missing the game. I think they're going to be okay. But that said, that doesn't mean they're going to be 100%. And you know, I don't need to tell you guys that Bills front has played really well early in the season. So I think this is going to be a big test for the Ravens on Sunday night. And yeah, I'm still not fully buying that this offensive line is fixed or going to be fine moving forward, anything like that. It was a step in the right direction against the Cowboys, but I think for the Ravens, and again, this kind of goes back to, you know, the Derrick Henry and just the running game factor as well. The Ravens with their O-line right now and the questions that they have, they certainly don't want to be in a position where they fall behind on Sunday night and suddenly Lamar's having to throw 35, 40 times. Not because I don't think Lamar Jackson can throw the football. You know, I think he proved that last year in much more of a drop-back offense than they had been under Greg Roman, but pass protection-wise, you know, I don't know if this team can hold up in five-man protection if Lamar needs to throw 35, 40 times. And, you know, that showed up big time in that Kansas City game. So it's going to be interesting in that front, but certainly I expect the Bills to be a much bigger test than the Cowboys were on Sunday, which, yeah, again, I think that front, I love Micah Parsons as a player, but you know, that's an undersized front that I think the Ravens just completely took advantage of.
Yeah, that unit's deep for the Bills too. Lastly, for me, Luke, what on earth is going on with Mark Andrews? Like, what's the best explanation, I guess, for you at this point for why he, I think last week, what was he, third amongst their tight ends in snaps and only ran like four routes?
Yeah, well, I mean, specifically last week, like I said, I think they went into that game just saying, we're going to run the heck out of the ball. We need a win. We don't think Dallas can stop the run. We think our offensive line is bigger than their front, and we're going to take advantage. So I'm not as concerned about week three in isolation, but I wish I had the answer for you because I wouldn't have drafted Mark Andrews in two of my fantasy football leagues.
Me too.
Right?
Yep.
So even as someone who follows this team, you know, for amusement purposes only, let's be clear, but it's definitely left me surprised, you know, and it's one of those things that, you know, when it happens one week, fine. You have Isaiah Likely, who played so well in week one, and Kansas City has done a good job taking Mark Andrews away in the past, and they did it again in week one, but then it happens in week two and week three. Now it's a trend, and now you are starting to wonder. I will say this. He did deal with some nagging things during training camp. He was in a car accident that, thankfully, I mean, as bad as it sounded like it was, he escaped without any major injuries, but, you know, he did miss some time. And I do wonder, even though he's not on the injury report, you guys know how this is. It's the NFL, and teams are, you know, aren't always completely forthcoming with injury reports. I have wondered if he's completely healthy. But, you know, this offense, you know, I love Derrick Henry, love Lamar, love running the ball, all that. But there absolutely is going to come a time where they need to make more plays in the passing game, and they're going to have to get Mark Andrews more involved. But I'm with you. I've kind of been at a loss because, you know, again, one game is one thing, but we're now talking about three games where he's been a complete non-factor, and it's just shocking considering he's one of the best tight ends in football over the last 5 years.
Luke Jones on the Ravens. Luke, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the game.
You too. Take care, guys.
WNST, BaltimorePositive.com. He's online on Twitter, at Baltimore Luke. And we thank Luke Jones. Bills Ravens. It's a good one. Is it the best game of the week?
Gotta be. There can't be many in the league that would even beat it. On how many matchups, if you could dream them up, would be better than this one? Not many.
Vikings-Packers. Is that a better game?
You put that better than Bills-Ravens?
Maybe not.
I understand. Considering I like that game.
There are injuries, but Vikings-Packers is good this week. You know.
Well, let's see, because we do have our Sunday to ourselves.
I got one more that's good. Seahawks-Lions.
All right, that's pretty good. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Something about Seahawks-Lions, though, just doesn't... It just. I look at those two teams and think, that's a Thursday night game.
You ready for Chiefs-Chargers?
Okay, there we go. But, man, the wind is getting... Everything I read about Justin Herbert is making me less excited for that game. Yeah. It feels like he can't really move that much right now, and maybe he tries to tough it out, but he just tried to tough it out and he couldn't make it through the game. So I don't know, we might be getting Heinicke against the Chiefs.
Does he have three touchdowns more recently than Mahomes?
He does not, although I'll check in the break. Okay. If he had a game with a rushing touchdown.
Okay. 803-0550 on WGR.